Okay, now in the fifth quarter, going to head over to Hardin Central and talk with Hardin girls coach Kenny Lehman. And coach, good season. You guys wind up a nice record of 13-10, but you get to the district semifinals, but then once again you run into your old rivals, Norbern, and they prevail again.
Yeah, Norbern kind of had our number this year. They got us three times, and, you know, we played them well. We held them about as low as anybody has this year. We held them down to 44 points, but, you know, we just couldn't score with them. The girls worked hard, played hard defensively. You know, the first 4 minutes, I think the score was maybe 2-0, and, you know, the girls worked hard, and it was just kind of a deal that when we had opportunities, we didn't put the ball in when we needed to. We were led by our senior Bella Anderson with 13 points. She had a great night again. She was 9-for-10 from the free throw line, and just worked hard. I mean, she did a good job on offense and defense both. Seniors, I had three other seniors. Carly Thacker had 6 for us. They kind of kept Carly out of the offensive mix. She led us in rebounding, did a good job out there on defense, but just she didn't get the points she normally gets. Brooke Gordon had 6 for us, our other senior, and Daly Shaner had a great defensive night, and she ended up the night with 5 points. But, you know, like I said, we just kind of fell a little short on the offense. Girls worked hard, and they've given me all their effort all year, and I was very pleased with the way they played.
We go back to the first night of the tournament, Kenny, and you guys get a nice 41-34 win over Oreck to move into that semifinal game.
Yeah, the girls came out that night, or Saturday, ready to play. I mean, they did a good job. Oreck's got a solid team, and the girls did a good job offensively and defensively both. They just kind of kept Oreck from making any real runs on us. It was a 3-point game at half, and then we opened it up in the third quarter, 6 points, and then just kind of just kept pulling away from them. And, you know, we were led by Carly Thacker with 15, and then Brooke Gordon and Bella Anderson both had 9, and, you know, Alexis Yockel, she's our junior that starts, and she's done a good job all year for us, rebounding, playing around the basket, and she's always putting some points up. And, you know, the girls, they've worked hard all year.
Well, you're 13-10. You wind up with a winning season, won a lot of big games this year, lose some good seniors. Talk about your seniors, Kenny.
Well, getting into I will talk about the seniors, Joe, but I was just going to tell you, on some of the games we've lost, I got to looking the other night, of the 10 losses, we lost 3 to Norbern, who's going to make a lot of noise going on in, you know, possible Final Four team. We lost to Leeton, another team that's Final Four team. We lost to Green City, which is a possible Final Four team, and Meadville. And, I mean, we lost to some really good talent this year. We saw some good teams, and we gave them some good games. We played, you know, Meadville within 4. We played some teams well, and that's leading into talking about my seniors there. They're always the first to arrive at practice and the last to leave. They worked hard. They led by example. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better bunch than what this bunch of girls were. Carly's been a 3-year starter and played a lot as a freshman. Bella, she stepped up. I mean, she's been our starting point guard. She was as a sophomore, played quite a bit as a freshman, and then she was a starter as a sophomore, played 9 games of junior, and then had hip surgery. Came back this year maybe quicker than she's ever been, and really stepped up and finished the season, I think, averaging probably 11 points a game and 5 assists and 4 steals. And she had a triple-double this year for us, and first one we've had in several years. Daly Shaner came out this year, and she's athletic. She does a lot of – I mean, she's kind of a defensive specialist for you. She does a lot of good things out there on the – defensive end. She's very disruptive to the other team. She lays back, and then when she goes after the ball, generally she gets it, and she always, when we get a fast break, she always gives up a good shot for a better shot, and just kind of the way you want them playing. Brooke Gordon, she's our forward senior, our senior forward, and she's been a solid, she's been a 2-year starter for us and played a lot as a sophomore, and she pulls down a lot of rebounds and probably averaging 6 or 7 points a game, but does a good job out there on defense too. You know, we never ever let any games get clear away from us. We were always in it. Defensively, we were always in it. If we lacked, it was generally we just couldn't put up enough points. And, you know, most of these good teams, we were losing, you know, 5 to 10 points. I mean, they were deals. If we, you know, a few more shots would have fallen, we had opportunities. So, you know, the girls worked hard, and I'm very pleased with their effort and, you know, really, really appreciate it.